VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least five people are dead and 20 wounded in a string of explosions near a Shiite shrine and cemetery in Kabul, Afghanistan. It happened as people gathered Thursday morning to mark the Persian New Year. Afghan officials said three explosive devices were remotely detonated. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State affiliate that has taken root in Afghanistan has targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims in the past. A ferry overloaded with people celebrating the Kurdish New Year sank in the Tigris River near the Iraqi city of Mosul on Thursday, killing at least 71 people. Officials said many of the dead were women and children. 55 people have been rescued. Officials said the ferry sank because of a technical problem and that there weren't many boats in the area to rescue people. Prosecutors say the Dutch suspect in a tram shooting will face multiple charges, including terrorism. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Utrecht officials say the suspect, Gökmen Taniş, faces an array of charges, primarily multiple murder or manslaughter with a terrorist intent, as well as attempted murder and making terror threats. Prosecutors say the probe so far into Monday's shooting in a tram that left three people dead and three seriously injured indicates the shooter acted alone. Investigations continue into whether the suspect's actions, officials say, flowed from personal problems combined with a radicalized ideology. Taniş is to appear before an investigating judge on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
1 week after a cyclone hit coastal Mozambique and swept across the country to Zimbabwe, the death, damage, and flooding continues in southern Africa. Floodwaters are submerging homes, villages, and entire towns. The government says torrential rains have lifted and floodwaters have begun to recede. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido says intelligence agents have detained his chief of staff. Robert Marrero was taken into custody in an overnight raid on his home in Caracas. The United States has frequently warned the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro against arresting Guaido or his aides. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo quickly denounced the actions on Twitter and demanded that Marrero be released. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she needs a short extension to the Brexit deadline so lawmakers can finally approve her divorce deal. She arrived in Brussels Thursday to lobby her European partners.
I'm here today to discuss with fellow leaders our request for a short extension of Article 50 to the end of June. As I said yesterday, this delay is a matter of personal regret to me, but a short extension would give Parliament the time to make a final choice that delivers on the result of the referendum.
The Speaker of the British Parliament, John Bercow, defended lawmakers after May told the public it was their fault for delaying Brexit, not hers.
From the chair, let me say that I believe passionately in the institution of Parliament, in the rights of members of this House, and in their commitment to their duty.
President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, has not been preserving all her official email, according to a House committee chairman. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee says Ivanka Trump's lawyer, Abby Lowell, has informed him she does not save email messages she does not respond to. Elijah Cummings says that would violate the Presidential Records Act. The 1981 law requires Trump, as a presidential aide, to preserve all her official communication. The Maryland Democrat also says Lowell informed him Trump's husband, Jared Kushner, also a presidential aide, has been using the messaging application WhatsApp for official messages. It was reported last year Kushner was using WhatsApp to communicate with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Trump is expected to order colleges in the U.S. to protect free speech on their campuses or risk losing federal funding. White House officials say the president will sign an executive order Thursday requiring colleges, as a condition of receiving federal research grants, to certify that their policies support free speech. Mr. Trump initially proposed the idea during a speech to conservative activists earlier this month, highlighting the case of a conservative activist who was punched in the face while recruiting at the University of California, Berkeley. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.